This is Stephen Strang. Everyone's aware of the devastation in Hurricane Dorian. No one more than me, because we thought it was headed here to Florida, but instead it sat over the Bahamas doing unthinkable damage. Now people are beginning to respond. The need is so great. And there's a story about churches and ministries rallying through Convoy of Hope. And you're going to enjoy this interview with Hal Donaldson and also find out how you can be involved. Stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Strang Report. I'm excited to interview my longtime friend, Hal Donaldson, who I have known since the early 1980s. We were both a whole lot younger then, weren't we?
That's right. Thanks for having me on today, Steve.
And now it's been just so interesting to see how God has used you over the years in starting Convoy of Hope, which has become a huge organization that responds in so many ways, and you are responding in the Bahamas. And I wanted to talk about that because we at Charisma Media want to get behind it, and I'll talk more about that later in the podcast. But first of all, tell me, what is happening in the Bahamas right now through Convoy of Hope?
Yeah, I just returned, I guess, 24 hours ago from the Bahamas, and so I was on the ground and had an opportunity to just see the devastation, but also to see people responding. And, you know, if you can imagine a 23-foot surge and the devastation that will do to an island that doesn't really have mountains. And, you know, I've been to disasters, Steve, all over the world, and this is one of the worst I've seen because of how broad it is, how wide it is, how many miles that it covers. Just block after block, homes that have been destroyed because of the water. People are gutting out their homes and piling everything in the streets. No electricity, no running water. And so the citizens are truly dependent on organizations like Convoy of Hope and other great organizations that are responding at the time.
There are a lot of organizations that respond, and also the government responds to some extent. But Convoy of Hope is different because it is Christian-based, and you also work through churches and ministries. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great example of churches that are reaching out, going beyond their walls. I think of Christ Fellowship, pastored by Todd Mullins there in West Palm Beach. What they've done is remarkable. They've been sending us volunteers. They've been helping us with the planes that have gone in with supplies. We're also grateful to churches like Elevation Church and Stephen Furtick. I mean, there are so many churches around the country that have called and said, okay, what do we do? How can we help? And we're willing to send you people, workers, supplies, finances to get the job done. And it's really amazing to see how the church in this united act of compassion is really making a difference in the Bahamas. And people asked me just the last 24 hours, did you see such devastation? I said, I did. But I also saw the church in action, the church representing Jesus in a desperate situation and people hearing that Jesus loves them. So I'm grateful for several things. One is how people are responding. I'm also grateful for how corporations are responding. Corporations like Bass Pro, for example, made a huge commitment to the Bahamas and channeling those resources through Convoy of Hope, and many other corporations that have stepped up. So I love to see the church and corporations working together to get the job done.
And let's talk about logistics. What kind of help are you providing to people? Is it building supplies for their homes? Is it clothes, food, water? And how are you working with churches that are in the Bahamas, or have they been so devastated that they actually need the help themselves instead of being able to help you with your distribution?
Yeah, certainly some churches have been devastated to the point that they really can't be responders, they're recipients. But there are a number of churches that are ready to respond, and what they need is resources. And so one of our plans, one of our strategies, is that we are turning churches into distribution centers, because our desire isn't just to lift up the name Convoy of Hope. That's far down the list. Our primary goal is to elevate the church and to lift up the name of Jesus. So what we're doing is resourcing churches in Freeport, Treasure Cay, Marsh Harbor, Moores Island, Nassau, and more, and really making them distribution centers. So to date, we sent in plane loads of supplies. I think somewhere over 30 plane loads have now been sent in, and about 20 some odd containers filled with food, supplies, emergency supplies, water, which is a big deal, water filters, solar lanterns, that sort of thing, just to help people get over this initial hump. So we just encourage people. I mean, if they want to do something, we've even on our website, we talk about how you can put together a hygiene kit that will help people right now.
In fact, why don't you tell us the website so people can go there and see how to help?
Thank you. It's convoyofhope.org, just convoyofhope.org.
And when they get there, it'll be obvious about what you're doing in the Bahamas.
Yeah, there's a pretty regular update on what's happening on the ground and how we're trying to respond to the needs. And you know what happens, Steve, and you've been in the media a long time, so I know you can appreciate this. These disasters have a short shelf life in the media. A week passes and they're already on to a different story. Meanwhile, you have thousands of people in the Bahamas that are trying to put their lives back together. And what also happens is that a relief organization, some of them leave when they no longer can raise dollars. Like in the case of Convoy of Hope and other great organizations that I won't name them, but they really believe in staying power, and so do we. If you look at Puerto Rico, you look at Haiti, places like that that have been devastated by disaster, you know, we're going to make a long-term commitment to the people of Bahamas.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And of course, we have so much respect for Convoy of Hope. And over the years, we've written about it numerous times in Charisma. And I want to shift gears now because we would like to do what we can through our platform and with our readers and subscribers to help the need. Over the years, we have done this. I remember we raised quite a bit of money for the tsunami, you know, that happened in the early 2000s and over in Sri Lanka, and you know, it hit a whole bunch of countries. We've responded with tornadoes. I remember one that was in the Oklahoma City area a couple of years ago.
Yeah, more Oklahoma.
But we'd like to partner with ministries that already have the facilities to make something happen. So we have a nonprofit called Christian Life Missions. The board has voted to provide some seed money, in fact, $20,000, which is only a drop in the bucket compared to what the need is. But we're hoping that that will prime the pump to invite our readers and so forth to donate as well. And we've set up a page at ChristianLifeMissions.org, or people can give directly to Convoy of Hope. We don't really care which happens, because every penny that comes in will go to Convoy of Hope. We won't take out anything. It's just our way of trying to be involved. Just talk a little bit about what people can do. I mean, like, what would a $100 donation bring in, for example, that would help you? And or maybe you can just give us the scope of what you're trying to do, or maybe you just raise as much money as you can and it's never enough.
Yeah, you know, one of our core values is that we don't base our response on what comes in the door in the way of offerings or donations. Our mandate is to help as many people as we can, as fast as we can, and as long as we can, and then just trust God to provide the resources. We've been operating that way for 20 years. And like in the case of Katrina, where we sent 1,000 semi-truck loads down to the Gulf, we go big because we believe that's what Jesus wants us to do. We believe that's what he honors. So our response is not going to be reliant on what comes in the door. We're going to go at it big. But maybe I can get specific. For $12,000, you can send in a complete container that will be filled with food and emergency supplies, and that will be tarps, that'll be lanterns, that'll be generators. A container that's probably worth about $40,000 to $50,000. So for $12,000, you can have that kind of an impact. But maybe a smaller number would be like for every $100, you're providing disaster kit buckets, which are critical to families that really give them the cleaning supplies that they need to make it through this disaster. We also have like hygiene kits, like $40 would provide several hygiene kits for an entire family. And for $500, you can create like 25 family hygiene kits, that sort of thing. And then maybe on top of that, maybe even smaller, $10, it really goes a long ways. It provides the food and the relief supplies to a family of four. So whatever people can give, our pledge is that we're going to use it for what they intended it to be used for, and we'll do everything we can to help people. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for jumping in and helping us. It really is going beyond the call of duty, and we're grateful to you.
Well, thank you, but we just want to try to motivate people to do something. Everyone can do something, and if we were in a situation with a natural disaster like that, and even people that have good incomes and good jobs and nice lives often will find themselves in a situation where there's a flood and it affects everyone, or there's a horrible fire. And in those cases, I know that people really appreciate other people reaching out. And, you know, the government does get involved, but the government only does certain things, and sometimes it takes forever to get the help. So I really like the way that you even articulated how you try to help as many people as you can, as fast as you can, for as long as you can. And we know with certainty the integrity of your ministry, your integrity personally, the integrity of the people who work with you. I know many of them personally. And so thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what Convoy is doing. And thank you for partnering with us for what we're trying to do through Charisma Media.
Well, thank you very much for that. And thank you for your friendship and your support and encouragement all these years. We're really grateful to you.
And I'll repeat the websites, which we will also put in online in the newsletter and so forth that we send out on this, is convoyofhope.org. Or if you are already a donor through Christian Life Missions, which is our nonprofit, you can give through ChristianLifeMissions.org. It's front and center on that website, and we will give 100% of what comes in. You can donate either way. We're just glad for the response. And thank you for listening to my podcast today. And I'm going to invite Hal back to talk to me on another podcast about his book called Disruptive Compassion, which I'm fascinated to find out about. And with that, I'll wrap up. I'm Stephen Strang. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.